Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us on the fourth episode of this podcast series, The Benefits of Involving Third-Party Experts and Professionals in Your Divorce. So today I'm joined by Lauren Fraser, who is a colleague of mine at Sinton, who works in the private client department. So welcome, Lauren.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No problem. So I think it's probably best for you to just start with describing what your job role is at Sinton.
Sure. So I am an associate in our wills, trusts and probate team. So we do quite a wide range of work for quite a wide range of clients. We review clients' wills and prepare new wills for clients. We look at powers of attorney. That's Latin powers of attorney for both property and financial affairs and health and welfare. And that's for both personal and business needs as well. We look at trusts, whether that's preparing new trusts or managing trusts on behalf of clients or advising them on trust work. We deal with the administration of estates. So that's for people who have died with a will, without a will, but again, a wide range of estate work. And also we help with inheritance tax planning and succession planning as well. So looking forward how we can help our clients manage their estate and help them achieve their goals moving forwards.
Great. And how long have you been in your current role?
So I joined Sinton in October 2018. So I've been here about 3.5 years now. Before that, I trained and worked down in York, but moved back up to the northeast now.
And can you describe your average client base? I'm guessing it's very varied, but what would you describe as your average client?
Yeah, it is quite varied. We don't sort of have a typical client as such. We do help quite a wide range. The majority of our clients are either referred into us from other intermediaries such as accountants, financial advisors, anyone who they have a client who needs our help, they refer them to us. We also get a lot of referrals from within the firm. So whether that's from teams like yourselves, from property, from the corporate teams, we help sort of all their clients. And so we help clients with both their personal needs and also the business clients as well, because we need to sort of have slightly different considerations for them. We help clients with assets both here and abroad, which has become more frequent. We help clients sort of throughout the range, whether they are sort of your average family right up to the high net worth clients. So yeah, we can help with a lot of clients, a lot of families in whatever way they need us to, really.
Great. So obviously, as we know, we work very closely together and our work kind of has a lot of crossovers in it. And when our clients are going through a divorce, we always advise them to think about their wills because their position can be completely different, whether they're in a relationship and then at post-separation or post-divorce. So how have you and how can you help our clients going through a divorce or separation?
Yeah, so as you said, Sophie, the main one is, and usually the main priority is getting their will sorted, because obviously when they're going through that divorce process, one of the main concerns, if anything happens to them, we don't want the assets going to the other party. So we try to help as far as possible in advising them what they can do in terms of either making a new will lots of time or updating a will, which they might have made before, either with us or with another firm elsewhere. There is quite a common misconception, I think, with married couples that if they don't have a will in place, that everything will just automatically go to the survivor, which can be true, but basically, the rule is that if you're a married couple, under the intestacy rules, if your estate is worth more than £270,000, then your surviving spouse or civil partner will get the first £270,000 plus the personal effects, so your chattels, things in your house. And then anything above that is split between the spouse and any surviving children. So for a lot of couples, they might come to us and they've never made a will before because that's always what they thought the position would be. And so we sort of advise them on what they can do, look at their assets and how we can make sure that, it, you know, obviously we don't want them to happen during the divorce process, but if it did happen, how we can make sure the assets go to the correct people. If there are children involved, there are other considerations as well for people, such as the appointment of guardian, because again, that's quite a big concern for people, particularly young children, to make sure that the guardians are appointed in their will. We can help with other things as well, such as powers of attorney. And again, for married couples, they, you know, a lot of the time will just think, oh, if anything happens to me, my husband or wife or civil partner will deal with things on my behalf. When the divorce process starts, people are obviously quite concerned that if anything happens to them, to their physical or mental health, they want to appoint someone to make sure that their affairs are managed for them. So again, we can help advise them on how to put something in place to make sure that, again, hopefully they'll never be needed, but if they are, there's something there that can be used.
So just moving on from that then, what do you think is the best time for you to get involved if someone came to us for an initial appointment and they were, you know, they decided they knew that the relationship was over and they wanted to start the divorce process? At which point would you say that it's the best time for you to get involved?
I think at the early stages, it is good for us to get involved because, again, sort of planning for a will is not a pleasant experience. It's thinking about the worst and you know, it's not a pleasant experience for anyone, but it is something that is so vital. What we tend to find is that we do have that ongoing approach with clients where if the divorce, you know, might take slightly longer, we might look at their will right at the start and put something in place so that the assets aren't going to go automatically to the spouse who they're divorcing. At the early stage, you might not necessarily know what assets are going to end up at the end of the process, you know, what property they have, what cash they have, investments, etc. So it might be that we need to review again with them once your team has finished the work, to just assess, right, what has been agreed, what are they going to come away with? Is the will still valid? Is it going to put into effect your wishes? It might be absolutely fine. Sometimes we just have a review, you know, either ongoing or at the end of the process. But definitely in terms of when we get involved, ideally it's right at the start. And I know sort of our teams work quite closely together, so that's always really helpful just so we can sort of get the best outcome for the clients. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think is such a great thing about our firm and Sintons, is that we have those people on hand. And this is the whole point of this whole podcast, that it's showing how important it is that we need a team around you when you're going through a divorce or separation. It's not just you've got your divorce lawyer and that's all you need. It's so important to get this advice from every angle because there's just so many different things that it can affect when you do separate. So I know this, just but for just the people watching, in terms of, say, for example, I had a divorce client in and they were looking to get separated. Obviously, I can only act for one party, whether that be the wife or the husband. How would it work if both parties approached you to prepare their wills? Is there a conflict of interest in that respect?
Yeah, so we would generally just tend to act for one party, and particularly if you're acting for one side, we will stick with that client because obviously we have the same duties of confidentiality. So anything they tell us, we can't pass on to the other side. So if you're acting for one party and you refer them over to us, and again, we will tend to only act for that client and make sure that we are acting in their best interests only.
Mm-hmm. So before, if for example, it was someone who had contacted you years ago, though, you can do joint wills. Am I right in saying that for a couple who are happily married?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, so in those circumstances, absolutely fine. But if they have come to you for like divorce in that case, then yeah, it's just the one party.
Great. That's really helpful. Okay, well, just the three questions that I wanted to ask you to finish off with then. So the first one is, what do you love about your job?
I think for me, for our particular area of law, and it's kind of similar for you, I suppose, in that it's very much a people area. We obviously sort of throughout the last couple of years, it's been slightly harder, but wherever possible, we meet face to face. We can do remote meetings if the clients wish to, or that's going to be easier. But our team particularly really gets to know our clients really well, either at the office or in a different meeting. It's very much a case of getting to know the clients, what their family circumstances are, what assets they have, and everyone's different, and particularly for when it comes to making a will, everyone has different priorities. Everyone wants their own little quirky things put in. You know, some people have little gifts they want to leave, or, you know, they're gifts in terms of their pets or gifts to charity, anything. There's a whole range of things to consider. And it's really interesting getting to know our clients. And I think you don't tend to get that with certain other areas of law. So for us, I think that's definitely the best bit, is just having that interaction with people, getting to know them, finding out what's important to them, and just sort of having that relationship with them. I mean, for us, it might be that we do a will for them. It can take, you know, between 4 to 8 weeks, depending on how complex it is. And that might be all we do for them, which is absolutely fine. But we do find very often it's the case, you know, sometimes we have multi-generational families that we act for, or we'll do a will for them, perhaps then they'll come back and do their last powers of attorney with us. So it is that people factor, I suppose.
That's really nice, I think, as well, if you get, you know, the family coming back, isn't it? And you really build that strong relationship with them.
That's
really nice.
Definitely.
So we've touched upon this with the various questions and answers we've already done, but why do you think it's important for clients who are going through a divorce or separation to use your service?
I think probably one of the main things we stress to people is that yes, there are a whole range of ways they can make a will, for example. You know, there's a whole range of services out there, whether that be using a solicitor or a will writer, or, you know, whether they do it themselves or get one of these, you know, sort of templates off the internet or whatever they may be. There's a whole range of ways to do it. What we tend to find is that a badly drawn will is sometimes worse than having no will at all, and it's very difficult if people have either got bad advice or tried to do it themselves without any legal help. It's very difficult to try and unravel that and put something right. So always the best advice is to get legal advice. And in terms of using Sinton, we've mentioned this, but it very much is that collaborative approach. We sit on the same floor, we're not that far apart from each other, and as is our property team, and I know they can get quite involved in the process as well. And because Sinton has so many areas and specialisms, we can very much give the clients all the advice they need in terms of their legal needs. So that's what I would say is definitely, first of all, get legal advice. But secondly, I think that's why, you know, it's often better if sort of we're all helping the same client, because we can all pitch in and just make sure that they're always going to get, you know, the advice and support that they need.
And finally then, one piece of advice you would give someone who was going through a divorce or separation?
I think from our point of view is, yes, sort of try and, from the client, private client point of view, in terms of getting their wills and powers of attorney updated, it is just to get as involved at an early stage as possible, but really just think about them and what is going to be best for them. Because, you know, particularly when they're going through this divorce process, it can be quite overwhelming. There is a lot to think about, but at the end of the day, we're looking at them, their future, and the future of perhaps their families, children, etc. And it is really for them to just think about, you know, what might they end up with in the divorce asset-wise, which can be difficult, but also, you know, if anything happens to them, who do they want looking after them? Who do they want looking after their assets? And who do they want them passing to? And because, you know, if they are going through a divorce separation, previously they've always had a partner to think about and what's going to be best for the marriage and the partnership, but now it's slightly different, their focus is different, and we can help with this as some of the third parties, but it's just taking that time to slightly shift your focus, what is going to be best for you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, that was really informative. So if you would like any information about anything we have spoken about today, whether that be divorce, separation, wills or power of attorney, then I will leave Lauren's details below this video for you to contact. Thank you very much.